Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by JP Morgan Chase.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're kicking off this morning with a cheat sheet for the White House on the four things you are doing that annoy Capitol Hill Republicans. Number one, talking about vote timing. Number two, talking about whip counts. Number three, misrepresenting the content and substance of legislation. And number four, reversing decades of Republican orthodoxy, like advocating for hiking the gas tax.
But President Donald Trump and House Republican leaders have more problems than the White House irritating Congress. Rank-and-file Republicans appear to be disinterested in passing the party's Obamacare replacement. HuffPost's Matt Fuller has a handy whip list. He believes 19 Republicans are publicly against the bill, 9 lean no, and 15 are undecided. That puts the White House and House Republican leadership seriously in trouble.
It feels like we're at a tipping point. Because if you are publicly against the healthcare bill, that probably means you believe your constituents think it's bad policy. And flipping last minute under pressure from the White House or Republican leaders is a risky move. Just ask any of the Democrats who were the deciding vote on Obamacare. If it doesn't get done this week, it becomes even more difficult.
Our colleagues Kyle Chaney, Rachel Bate, and Josh Dossie have the key dynamics you need to understand. They wrote that Trump's comments Monday about possible further changes to the healthcare bill have hurt the chances of the bill passing. People think they're getting a fast one pulled on them. By late evening Monday, Trump was calling lawmakers to walk back his comments.
Josh Dossie also had a humdinger of a story on Trump's dizzying day of interviews, where he touched on everything from questioning why the Civil War needed to happen to how he would be honored to meet with the violent North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, and floated and then backed away from a gas tax. The most stunning quote from Dossie's story comes from presidential historian Douglas Brinkley, who said, quote, "It seems to be among the most bizarre recent 24 hours in American presidential history. It was all just surreal disarray and a confused mental state from the president."
Our colleagues Sungmin Kim and Austin Wright have a smart take on how Congress is clawing back power from the Trump administration. They tuck several provisions in the spending bill targeting the president on his plans for Syria, barring Attorney General Jeff Sessions from getting involved in state laws that allow medical marijuana and other issues.
The New York Times is out with a piece on how the government's top ethics officer is challenging Trump over secret waivers for former lobbyists in his administration. And the Atlanta Journal-Constitution has a piece the DCCC is sure to be watching on an internal poll showing John Ossoff in a dead heat against Karen Handel in Georgia's 6th.
The drama at the Heritage Foundation after the ouster of Jim DeMint continues. The Washington Examiner's Phil Wegman has a piece with sources telling him that Mike Needham did not want Jim DeMint's spot as the head of the foundation.
In the juice, we've got a very interested spotting of Laura Ingraham and Senator Tim Kaine chatting last night at George Will's annual baseball party. Ingraham, who is mulling a possible Virginia Senate run, told attendees it was, quote, "my first debate," but insisted she has not made a decision, according to a source at the event. Ingraham did not respond to a request for comment. The Campaign for Sustainable Drug Pricing is launching a multi-million dollar campaign highlighting what they consider to be out-of-control drug prices.
Our colleague Zach Warmbrot tweeted that Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told bankers at the Milken Conference that they should thank him for bank stocks doing better. We want to take a moment to thank you for being a valued Politico Playbook audio briefing listener. In an effort to better get to know you and your listening habits, we ask you to take a two-minute survey. Go to politico.com/podcast survey and subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.